On its western border, Idaho has two neighbors that have legalized marijuana. Owners of cannabis businesses in Washington and Oregon are advertising their wares on billboards in the Gem State, trying to lure Idahoans over the border to satisfy their cravings. Republican Senator Scott Gross says about 10 days ago, a constituent who is apparently tired of seeing those billboards sent him a few pictures, and Gross decided it was time to act.
We have prohibitions on cigarettes, advertising on billboards, TV, et cetera. And they are legal. And so here we have illegal drugs that we're proposing a ban to prohibit for commercial uses.
During a Senate floor hearing on Thursday, Gross' proposal received several messages of support. This is Twin Falls Republican Lee Hyder.
And this is just one more step to making Idaho that place we all want to live in and have the freedoms we enjoy. But we don't need the illicit drugs or problems that come with them.
Opponents such as Boise Democrat Grant Burgoyne say Idaho is surrounded by people who can offer other things that are illegal in his state. Any question, why are we acting now?
There's been a casino, or two or three, but a casino in Jackpot, Nevada, that has wanted me to ride a fun bus to Nevada to do something in Nevada I can't do here in Idaho except on an Indian reservation, because it is illegal to do it here in Idaho, and that's gambling.
And we haven't banned those billboards yet, he said. His Democratic colleague, Melissa Wintrow, said she objects for a different reason, timing. As the 2021 session winds down to a close, she said Gross' bill is a late entrant. She says she recently asked a committee chairman if she could introduce her own bill to fix some flawed legislation.
But the chair respectfully said the committees are closed. And I didn't stomp my feet. I said, okay, we'll do it next year, etc. I'm just saying, I think the process should be fair. I had a very simple correction, and I wasn't allowed that same courtesy.
The marijuana advertising bill was approved by a 21-14 vote and sent to the Idaho House. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.